You know, we dedicated the entire first hour of Wisconsin's Afternoon News. We went in-depth on Veterans Day, and we're going to continue it. Right now on the talk and text line is Dr. Zeno Franco, Associate Professor of Emergency Medicine at the Medical College of Wisconsin and also Clinical Psychologist at the VA. Dr. Franco, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, you know, the first question I think I might want to ask is how is your job or anyone's job at the VA being affected right now by the government shutdown? Is it affecting anything?
So I should say that I'm really here representing the medical college today, but I think it's great for veterans to know that the VA is open and functional, and we're happy to see anybody that needs any type of services.
Fantastic. Thank you for answering that. You know, how do combat experiences for military service, how does it uniquely impact a veteran's mental health?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, you know, I've been working with U.S. military veterans for about 20 years and have seen all different types of situations with vets, from really combat forward to folks that have been at the rear. And there's just a range of different experiences. So I think it's important for us to remember kind of all veterans on Veterans Day. But combat veterans are definitely a unique breed, I think. They come at the world from a different perspective. And they're really trained to encounter all situations and kind of not shrink back from them. I think one of the toughest things is when it comes to seeking mental health. Veterans that have had that sort of combat forward experience often feel like they're less than or that it shouldn't be them that's asking for help just because of the training and the kind of experiences they've had. Mm-hmm. So that's a big piece of it, is just kind of getting over that I should be able to handle this sense that's kind of baked into the veteran experience.
Dr. Franco, what role does peer support play in a veteran's mental health recovery?
Yeah, that's a great question. I've really been working a lot in mental health peer support, what we sometimes describe as kind of paraprofessional support. And that's really veteran-to-veteran conversations about the experience, what's been happening since they've come back from service, how the reintegration process has been going for the veteran. And, you know, I think I'm a licensed professional, so I like to think that we can do a lot of good things and help out. But there are moments when I really can't reach a veteran because I didn't serve in the military. Even though I've worked with veterans for many, many years, I understand the lingo. I understand kind of military culture. But there are moments when that handshake, one veteran to another, having had that experience in service in the military, sometimes, particularly for combat veterans, it can be very difficult to open up to a licensed professional that has never seen combat. And so that peer-to-peer interaction can be key to recovery for some veterans.
Wow. How does the VA in particular support veterans with PTSD or depression or anxiety?
The VA has all types of services. And again, I'm going to emphasize that I'm really here speaking on behalf of the medical college today. I don't want to speak for the VA.
Oh, for sure. That was just
particularly, but just kind of broadly, I think, you know, the VA has all types of services for veterans experiencing different types of problems. It doesn't just have to be PTSD. So sometimes people think the VA is just there for, post-traumatic stress disorder or combat-related issues. And the reality is that the VA is there for all kinds of things, including anxiety and depression. And it's very common for veterans who've come back, even if they haven't experienced combat directly, to have some kind of, if you could think about it this way, sort of a letdown moment when they're coming back out of service during that transition into civilian life. And everything that they've kind of known, especially if they've been in for many years, it's camaraderie, it's a family, it's a way of thinking and doing. And all of a sudden, you're out of that system and you don't have the friends and the support that you had before. It can be a very difficult moment. And we see lots of veterans who have a range of different mental health problems, not just PTSD. And the VA is a great place to get care.
Dr. Franco, are there any innovative programs or technologies being used to support veterans' mental well-being?
Absolutely. So I've been working with a peer mentor program here in Milwaukee for many years called Dry Hooch. They're one of the groups that I think is working in the technology space. They've actually generated an app that tries to provide peer-to-peer support. There are other organizations in Milwaukee also that are at the forefront of the technology space, trying to connect veterans through technology to services. So I think CVI has an app as well. There's just, I think, a lot going on in the space. The VA also has a lot of different apps that are kind of there for veterans to interact with maybe after hours, or if they really don't prefer to come in and be seen, or augments the therapy that they're getting.
Dr. Franco, we only have about 40 seconds left, but I do want to ask you, what message do you want to share with veterans who may be hesitant to seek care or even reach out to help?
Yeah, I think I see so many veterans in all walks of this work, in the community, in the clinic, that have waited to get care for 10 years, for 20 years, to the end of their career, into retirement and beyond. And to a person, men and women, wish they had come in and gotten care sooner, because it would have made their lives, and more, in some ways, more importantly to them, the lives of their family and children and grandchildren, better, because they would have been able to show up in a different way.
Well, I want to thank you for all you're doing for our veterans. He is Dr. Zeno Franco, Associate Professor of Emergency Medicine at the Medical College of Wisconsin and Clinical Psychologist at the VA. Thank you so much for joining us this Veterans
Day. My honor. Thank you so much. Take care.